Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of Great Story. And with me here today is Rachel, and I'm gonna start recording with her in a few seconds.
We're recording.
We're recording?
Yeah, we're recording. Is it okay if I turn off my camera?
Sure. Except,
I can keep it. Yeah. I can keep it on. What do you like? I kind of like talking like we're on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Okay. Well. Do you have anything that you wanna talk about? Like stories. It's the whole purpose of this podcast.
Stories. Do I want to talk about stories? I have some stories. Yeah. Do you have any particular stories you want to know about?
Yeah. Like interesting ones. That's the ones I like.
Okay. Only good stories, you're saying. I shouldn't tell you any boring, stupid stories.
Yeah. But they have to be real stories that have actually happened.
Okay. I have a few of those. I have a story in mind. And it's about your Abba and me. Mm-hmm. So I know it happened because I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So the story is about when I was getting married. I don't know if you know this, but your parents and Uncle Ben and I got married the same summer. And so when I was getting married, your Abba and Ima had a lot of experience and they knew exactly how to do all the things because they had just done it. And this thing happens when people get married where everybody goes kind of crazy and like things that aren't very important suddenly are very important to everybody. And all of these things that aren't very important, everybody's like, oh my goodness, we have to do these things. They're so important. So that was happening. And I was really stressed out. And I was running around the week before the wedding trying to get stuff done. And I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. And I came home and your parents were there. I walked in the door into Grandma and Grandpa's house. And I started yelling at everybody, and especially at Grandma. I started yelling
Why?
I started yelling that nobody was helping me, and nobody was doing the things I needed, and everybody was freaking out, and everybody just needed to stay calm. And I was like yelling and yelling about how everybody needed to stay calm. And no one was staying calm, and it was stressing me out. Which is a kind of confusing thing to yell about, I understand. And your Abba was so calm about all of this yelling situation. He sat me down at the kitchen table. He said, "Rachel, write down all of these things that are so important that have to get done." And so I started writing them all down, like we have to like clean off these glass vases because if they have spots on them, that's really bad or something. And like on and on and on, and like decide where everybody has to sit at the wedding and all these silly things. And I sat there and I wrote them all down and I had this list and he was sitting next to me at the table and he said, "Okay." And he looked at it and he went down the list one by one. And a lot of the things he just crossed off, he was like, "That thing, no, we're not doing that. That doesn't need to get done." And other things he'd be like, "Okay, I'll do that. Daniela will do that. Ben will do that. Grandma will do that. He didn't say grandma. She wasn't a grandma yet. And he divided up the whole list and told me that a bunch of these things that I was so upset about, nobody needed to do, and it was okay to not do them. And at the end, I only had like two things left on the list for me to do. And I felt like completely calm because your Abba knew exactly what I needed because he had just had a wedding. So he knew exactly what it felt like and what would make me feel better. And I just thought that that was really impressive. And I was very grateful to have him as my brother that day.
Yeah. No questions.
You have questions?
No, I said there. I don't have any questions.
Oh, you don't have any questions. Well, that's my whole story. Are there?
Yeah, well, do you want to talk about anything else?
I would love to hear, can you tell stories on the podcast? I would love to hear the story of your trip to Denver and
I did already do an episode of me. That was the first episode.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. This episode. Yeah, this is episode 3.
Yeah.
No, episode 4.
Well, you did one with Aunt Debbie, right?
Yeah, and Grandma.
And Grandpa.
Yeah.
So this is number 4?
Yeah.
I'm really curious. It's kind of a story that we both have together, so that's nice because we haven't had a lot of shared stories for a while. But
yeah.
I'm curious about your story of the trip to the US this summer.
Well,
and like what stood out.
My brother just walked in.
Which one?
Okay. Now he just left because I symbol to him with my fingers a lot.
Get out.
Yeah. No, I just pointed at my tablet and he figured it out. Yeah. Because yeah. I was talking to him all the time. Anyways, the trip, when I was going to the US, it didn't feel that long because I slept through half of it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't sleep at all. And then
oh, really?
I didn't sleep at all. But it didn't feel that long. It didn't feel like 10 hours. It felt like maybe 7 hours. And then we landed at Boston. And we were so exhausted, and we're like, oh, it must be the afternoon, so it must be at
almost time to go to bed.
But guess what? It was the morning.
And for
us, it's like our time cycle felt as if it should be night right now.
Yeah. Boy,
and so
that's the worst.
We were walking around. We looked at the old Capitol building.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, you have to keep moving when that happens or else you fall asleep.
And then we went to a hotel. First we went to a restaurant that is 100% kosher. And we ate there some food. And we were just falling apart. Grandma called the hotel people and asked if we could come in early because they have grandchildren and they're just falling apart. Uh-huh. And so then we got to our hotel. There were actually two hotel rooms that we rented.
Uh-huh.
they were there were two king sized beds in my room, and I think there was two king sized beds in everybody else's room. And so we stayed there for like 2 minutes, and then we decided to take a 1 hour nap. And it went well, fine, if you ask me. And so then when we all woke up, we decided to walk around, and we found the pool. And so
someone I'm impressed you guys actually got up from your nap. If I went to have a 1 hour nap in that situation, I would wake up the next morning, but at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, my brother slept in a little more. It ended up being like an hour and a half nap. Not much of a nap, if you ask me. And then we decided to go back to where we decided to our hotel, to the hotel rooms. And then we got our swimsuit, put them on, and then we got into the pool. Now, I don't think this pool was deep. I think it was like 5 feet max. No, I think it was 6 feet max. And so we had fun in the pool for a while, and then we got out. In some pools there's this like shower thing that you can just pull something or flip something or do something, and then water will pour on your head, you know? It's like a shower. But
yeah, not. But like in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen those.
So we got in there, and there was nobody else in the pool. It was a really small pool, like maybe the size of a big hot tub, a really big hot tub. And so then after all that, we went back to the. Went back to the hotel rooms, and we took some towels. I think we had towels, and we dried ourselves off. Oh yeah, there were towels at the pool, and we dried ourselves off. And then we walked back to our hotel rooms, and then we turned back into our regular clothes, and. Then off from there was an hour drive. I say half an hour. I don't know how long of a drive it was to Cape Cod, but then it was so hard finding the house.
Oh yeah, we had that problem that night also, even though we'd been there a bunch of times. Every time we can't find it.
Yeah. And so then we just went, then when we found it, we went in and nobody was there. And like wow, there are a lot of things. So we got into
the house. It was a long trip.
Yeah, we got into the house and we needed to connect to the Wi-Fi to keep ourselves entertained. Mm-hmm. But it is a very nice house. We did hang out for a while, you know,
yeah.
Because it was just a nice place.
Yeah, it's I'm so glad we got to hang out there together.
Yeah. And then so we wanted the internet code, and I think Grandma made this joke, because like the Deborah was at her job. She was working, and Grandma joked that, hold that thought about saving your life. I need to send the Wi-Fi code to my sister.
Well, Grandma has her priorities right.
Yeah.
There is nothing more important than Wi-Fi when you can't get in.
Yeah. Anyways. So
what was your favorite part of the trip? What was your favorite thing that you guys did?
The possibilities are endless.
I know.
One of my favorites was the arcade. We went to an arcade. And Grandma Cece was there. She helped with it, and and so there was this thing where you put on these things that cover your eyes. They're like huge goggles, and on your head, and then you can see what's on the screen, and you can like see on the screen, and if you look around, then the screen will look around, and it looks like
virtual reality.
Yeah, and it was a virtual reality thing, and it was a thing where there was music, and you'd have these like laser swords, like lightsabers, except when you touch them to each other, the real life things that you held would vibrate.
And oh, cool. Even though nothing actually touched in reality.
Yeah. And they just went right through each other.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, so then the game was there were a bunch of glass-ish balls that were coming towards me, and the purple ones I had to hit with the purple lightsaber. I think this is what you need to do. And the blue ones are the ones that, and the blue ones are useful for the blue, the blue glass things that come towards me.
The blue glass things?
Yeah.
The
glass-ish. There was a lot of creaking from my bed.
Oh, the glasses.
Yeah, the glass.
Whatever the thing was on your face.
I would use the lightsabers to destroy those things. And
there were kind of awesome.
Fun games in the arcade. Like, there was this thing that there were axes, and you'd throw the axes on the target, and they were like gummy things,
you weren't really throwing axes, were you?
No, you were throwing toyish axes. So you were throwing it at the target, and the target was like made out of a bunch of different pieces of rubber, and they were all different colored, And if you, and it depends where you hit, you would get different scores. And but if you stuck it to the board, then you'd get extra points. And we did really well on it because when you get your final score, then it would have you enter your name or whatever you want to call yourself. Mm-hmm. And so me and my brother decided to play the game, and we both beat everybody else.
Oh, nice. You got like an all-time high score.
Yeah, and so I played like 3 times and I got the same score like twice, which was the higher score.
Whoa.
And yeah,
that game. Even played it before.
Never played it before. No.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, I did play it. You get the hang of it. Plus, there are instructions on the thing itself. Although, for me, it would make it work if I tried those instructions.
Yeah.
Now, like it said, don't bend your wrist. And when I tried to do that a few times, it just went completely off target.
Oh, when you tried not bending your wrist?
Yeah. And also when it was like, and I think there were instructions that said lean forward. And I tried both of them, and they didn't work as well as just normally throwing it with bending your wrist. I got a cough. There you go. So
that sounds like an amazing day.
Yeah. There were many things that we did in the US. And then the flight back felt like 20 hours. Plus there was a lady who was clearly trying to give Grandpa a heart attack.
Oh yeah.
Like, seriously. He gave them the tickets, and they said, oh no, the passports, I think, and he was, and they were like,
oh yeah,
are invalid, and that was
like,
Grandpa almost had a heart attack. And then that lady just said, if you sign these, then it'll be okay. And he was like,
why would you say that part first?
I mean, here's what I would say. I would probably say what they said, except I wouldn't say these passports are invalid and wait a second for it to sink in and then say that if they signed it, it'd be okay. I'd say, these passports are invalid, but if you signed them, it'll be okay.
I think you have what we call emotional intelligence, Royale. You understand how people are feeling and how to kind of make things smooth and easy. It's a skill you have in common with your dad when he chooses to use it.
Yeah. Well, it would still be easier if she just said it without waiting too long. Like,
yeah, I totally agree.
You must know by now, since you're literally older than me, and you must know that if you wait a second before telling it, before saying the thing that is reassuring, then it'll actually scare him. But if you don't stop talking, then he'll keep listening, because that's just what happens, you know?
Yeah. I think you will discover more and more over time that people being alive longer than you does not mean they know things that you know.
Yeah, I know that.
You have seen.
Yes, I have had experience, not once or twice.
You're experienced with the ways of the olds.
Yeah, but 5 million times. It's a common thing that happens in this house.
Yeah, I believe that. Although your Abba may not believe it. He probably would. He would be the first to agree.
Age does not matter to how much you are wise. The wiseness of you is
Ben was,
will matter to you.
Ben was asking me today, I wonder what your answer is. Ben was asking me if I would rather be smart or wise.
Well, it depends on how you think about it. If you think of wise as, well, I know what would happen if I did this, and it isn't a good idea. It's basically wise is basically smart and thinks ahead, and being
kind
smart,
of like practical.
Yeah, and smart,
practical smarts.
Yeah, and smart is, you know, just plain old smart. You just know a lot, but. You can be smart and not think of ahead, but if you're wise, that means you always have to think ahead, and if you don't, then how can you be wise? So yeah. I would rather be wise.
All right, I think that makes sense. If the smarts all stay up in your head, it's not going to do you a lot of good.
Yeah. You have to be smart and think ahead. Gotta do that. There are two positives about being wise, and there's one positive about being, there's one positive about being smart. So this is what most people would do. They just want, and most people would just want to get the two benefits.
Because two is better than one.
Yeah. Like everybody always says, you know what's better than one positive? Two positives.
Is that connected to two wrongs don't make a right? Is that related to when people say two wrongs don't make a right?
Yeah. I mean,
probably not.
I mean, two wrongs doesn't make a right is true, because people who do believe in that, who do think that, all the words just vanished from my from my brain as I was speaking.
That happens to me a lot, especially like the more abstract things get.
It literally looked like pixels disappearing off a computer in my mind. And
I know the feeling. I think we're related. It's hard to be a deep thinker when we can't keep track of our brilliant ideas.
Yeah. Oh, now I remember what I wanted to say. So two bads doesn't make a right. Mm-hmm. That theory probably came from, say, if I say not, then mm-hmm. that means yes.
Mm-hmm. A double negative, yeah.
A double negative. Because I'm saying not to the not. So
right.
That yes means it's positive. So two negatives is a positive, but two wrongs definitely does not make a good, because you're only doubling the badness of you're not saying bad to the bad. Mm-hmm. You're doing more bad.
Yeah, you're not taking away the bad. You're just making another one.
You're adding up to the bad. Adding up with the bad.
Yeah. I think that is very true, and it's really hard to remember sometimes.
Okay. So do you have any more stories?
More stories. Let's see. Is there any particular kind of story you like to hear? It's funny. I guess I like to ask about stories a little bit more than I like to tell stories. That's what I'm used to doing.
Yeah.
I keep trying to ask about your stories. Okay, what are my stories? What kind of stories do you like to hear?
Well, I like the one, like, a lot I like the ones where there's this one person who is special and everybody else is, and like there's another team who are also like helping with that helping that person, and those people have to do something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like kind of almost like a superhero story.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. I don't know if I have any stories about real life superheroes.
Or you could just have the one person is special, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like people have a special ability.
Or just in any type of way, one person is very special because of this and this and this.
Mm-hmm. One time I remember someone being special was when we were all in Cape Cod. And the special thing I saw was this kid, Royale. I don't know if you know him. He was so gentle and patient with his little cousin Daria, and played with her and talked to her, and they had so much fun, and she had so much fun. And that was all because her cousin Royale played with her and hung out with her, even though she's the little one. And sometimes she didn't exactly know what was going on with all the games. But but this very special kid, Royale, really included her and made her feel important and special. So that was a special person with a special power who I saw.
Yeah. I still am wondering if I know that kid. I don't think
if you him. You'd recognize him if you saw him. He's also very handsome. Not ringing a bell.
Yeah.
Well, I'll introduce you sometime. I think you'd get along famously.
In all my years, I have seen many handsome people in my life.
Don't I know it? Let's see, other special stories of special people. I can't think of any more off the top of my head. I know some. I keep wanting to ask you questions, like who's going to be next on your podcast?
Oh, I think that it's either going to be my Saba or it's going to be my Safta.
Oh, yeah. Your Safta and I were sharing stories earlier today about how it's been hard for you to get us to commit to times, and you've been so patient and so diligent. I was telling you before, I've been so impressed at how persistent you are, and I'm so glad that you didn't let me forget about doing this because it's so fun.
Yeah. Oh, and to everybody who's listening, sorry that this took so long to make. It's just there were a lot of difficulties.
We had technical difficulties, we had scheduling difficulties, we had time zone difficulties.
Yeah. There were a lot of difficulties.
We had some fun in the meantime though.
Yeah.
I liked getting all of your angry text messages.
Yeah.
Even the ones where you weren't so angry, I liked all of them. I didn't like that you were angry, but I was happy to be hearing from you.
Yeah. In most of my texts, I used a whatchamacallit?
The emojis?
No, it's I used a, it's basically a thing that you can add to the side of your keyboard and you can press it and if your keyboard is digital and you can press it and it will listen to the words that you're saying and then it will write that down.
Oh, the voice to text thingy.
Yeah. Yeah, voice to text.
Oh, that's clever.
And again, another cough coming up. There you go. Okay. So, I would also like to mention that my brother, Hallel, he has a Lego set that he got with money from his bar mitzvah, and he got this huge Lego set that has 22 bags.
Whoa.
Not only that, I see here 2 bags that are labeled bag 20.
That can't be right. I remember when we, Hollow told me that he got that set. Oops, sorry, I made noise. when he got that set so that he'd have something exciting when he got back home to make the transition easier. That was smart. Has he been like working on it a lot?
He's been working on it for like 4 days. I think five or six days. And I don't think that's including Saturday and the end of Friday. Plus, shall I ask, why is all the events on weekends? Like, there's this crazy event that they definitely want to be to. They definitely want to do. And like, yeah, I definitely want to do that. But when is it? And then it's like
on Shabbat.
In the year 2023, May in the first week at the weekend all the time.
Yeah, every freaking time. And yeah, because I guess everybody's at school the rest of the time, but then you can't go to the things. Is there a thing that you're missing?
Not really. I mean,
not a particular thing you have in mind.
There has been some things in America that we wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there was a Lego event on Shabbos.
Oh man. Uh-huh.
But there was a different Lego event that we went to. They were celebrating 90 years. Lego was celebrating 90 years anniversary. And you could go to any Lego store and they would give you a Ziploc bag with Lego in it, and that it had instructions that would make a brick. But here's the thing, it's a bricky bank.
You made a bank for bricks out of bricks.
No,
am I understanding this right? No,
for coins. It's like there's.
It's like a piggy bank.
Yeah, they could have just had it be like a perfect, it could have just been a perfect cube with a, you know, with a little black platform, but of course it had to be more than that because that would just be boring. And then nobody would follow the instructions, and they liked that, I think. And so they thought, maybe we can have this small little place that would be perfect, perfect to put coins in, and then they could and make the inside hollow, and then it'll be a little bricky, and it'll be a bricky bank. That's what I named
get it. You said it was a bricky bank, and I didn't understand yet what it was, so I didn't understand the joke, but now I get the joke. And it's very funny, and all the best jokes, don't let anyone tell you otherwise, all the best jokes get better after you explain them.
Yeah. Like, unless, say, like, unless there is this thing that somebody sees or thing that happens, and you just reference that and they understand immediately of what just happened or what they just like saw.
Like a you had to be there kind of thing?
Yeah, like, I don't, like, a demonstration of this time is, so chew noises once bothered me a lot, and so I would have to go out of the dining room and into the hallway, go all the way to the end of the hallway, and set there a a small table, and then I'd eat at that table. Mm-hmm. And one time we were having ground beef, and I accidentally got some on the floor. And then I was clearing my place, and when I was in the kitchen, my father said, "Hey, you left some roast beef on. Hey, there's some roast beef on the floor. No, there's some ground beef on the floor." And then I was like, "But why is it here? It's ground beef. It's not allowed to go out with friends."
Oh, it's not allowed to go out with its friends?
It's not allowed to go to any friends because it's ground.
It's ground. Also, I thought it was going to be a different joke. I thought it was going to be, it's on the ground. It's ground beef.
Ah.
Like floor beef.
Yeah.
That would have worked too, but I wasn't there to make that version of the joke.
I mean, technically, the words would have been the same because I didn't really need to explain anything.
Yeah, so, that's a good point.
Yeah, my father might have thought of it that way.
Well, we may have to ask him. Are you going to interview your parents for your podcast?
Yes, I have a secret plan to force them into it. No, definitely not. I won't force them into anything because that's illegal, but I will not stop annoying them until they're like, "Okay, fine. Record episode." Like they don't have to. They can just be annoyed a lot for me.
Yeah, they could just hear you saying, "Hey, want to do it now? Hey, want to do it now? Hey, now's a good time." Yeah, that skill is going to take you far in life. There are a lot of times when people really would be perfectly happy to do what you're asking. They just don't get around to it or forget a million times. And if you stick to it, eventually you will get what you want.
Yes.
This is good practice. Mm-hmm. Tell them there, if they get annoyed. This is a life skill I'm practicing.
There are people who are like first try, and then they're like, "Okay, first try didn't work." Well, then they just give up. But I think that they should and can do better.
Yeah, keep trying.
Yeah, I believe in every single person that has that problem.
You're an optimist.
Yeah. I shall say, "Oh, what is right and what is wrong?"
It worked in this situation. It is not easy to get me to schedule something. And boy, howdy, did you make it happen?
Yeah, well, we tried this like, 15 times?
Yeah, it's been months, right? It's been like since before you went to Denver.
Yeah.
That we were trying. That's another story about a person with a special power of persistence who kept texting and calling and checking and asking and reminding his spacey aunt until they finally got to do the thing that they both wanted to do. This is so fun talking to you.
Yes. And here's a question. Did the person need to like think of a million solutions? Or was it like like just a few, just like two solutions that they thought of, but they needed to take a while to make it work.
It's hard for me to know because I wasn't on the problem solving end of this story. I was on the creating problems end of this story. But I think there were in some ways the same problem, and the person just had to keep coming up with solutions until they found one that would work.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Somebody's knocking. Let's see who has come.
Who goes there?
Okay. Hi, Royale. I am the kid who came up with all the solutions. There were many, and I thought of a lot of them.
Lots of.
But it wasn't that hard because I had a lot of help.
Yeah. Where did the help come from? Who helped you?
Well, my father, and some from my mother, and that's all the help I got. But they were good.
What were some of the ideas they helped you with?
Well, of course, most of them failed because this is the only possible solution that we managed to come up with.
Mm-hmm.
But, so we thought, what if we just called each other? What if Royale just called you, and then then he could go into Anchor and start recording? But then it turned out that I can't record if you are on the same device using a different app. You have to be using Anchor.
But I don't have Anchor. I could have gotten Anchor, but that would have presented other problems, like you trying to get me to get Anchor.
I mean, no, you don't need Anchor to use Anchor.
No.
There is a way in Anchor. Like there's a bunch of options in Anchor. When you go into record with friends, then you can say, wow, words have been deleted from my mind for 2 seconds, and I hope not more. So
it sounds like a complicated set of problems that you guys were working through. I didn't even know about all of the technical problems and considerations that were involved.
Yeah. I couldn't record manually I couldn't record manually as if I am doing an interview face to face. Well, I'm on the phone with someone. It just doesn't work, I can do everything else but record, you know?
Yeah, but that's an important part for a podcast, I guess.
So, I thought, well, what if they recorded what they wanted what if they recorded it and then they uploaded it to the cloud or something? And then they uploaded that into Anchor. Like they just. Well, it's kind of complicated to explain, but yeah. And it was a ways.
It sounds like it would have been plausible if I'm understanding, but I think, and hopefully it will prove to be true, that this will work also, and that we're being recorded this very moment. by the cloud, and the Zoom cloud will come through for us.
I really hope so, because if we do this and it doesn't even get uploaded to Spotify. Yeah.
We've been talking for a while. If we have to figure out how to schedule again, I think one of us is going to lose it. I don't know which one first.
Probably me.
I don't know. You haven't seen an Aunt Rachel tantrum.
Yeah, I think more it would be the person who figured out how to do this, because she has spent a long while with all this.
Is that Abba, or is that you?
It's me. I'm not exactly Royale's friend, but I have
this acquaintance.
Yeah. And wait, how did I tell you about this again? I'm pretty sure you just sent me a link. And not a link. You just sent me.
I think it was a link. It was the Zoom link.
No, I think it was. Yeah, he sent me a link. No. He didn't send me a link. No links were involved. He just sent me an email on Gmail. Wow, that rhymes. Email. I could probably make a song about that. Email. Say that 5 times fast, and I will recruit you.
Email. Wait. What am I going to be recruited for?
I will recruit you for helping me with the podcast.
Email. Actually, once I got into a role, it was kind of fun to say fast. Try it.
What did you just say?
I said it was kind of fun to say fast once I got onto a role. You should try it.
Email.
Yeah, see, you could do it like forever.
If you don't run out of breath. Except
that's true.
Sometimes I say words perfectly fine when I'm breathing in.
Mm-hmm. Really? Like
when I slightly think about breathing or how I'm talking for longer than my breath will go, or like how I'm talking for this long, then it just busts and I just completely it's just until the end of my breath that I can talk.
One of those things.
What's your name? My name is should I say
the mystery guest?
Probably be okay with me saying my name in public, because I've said like 2 billion times, but I want to keep it a mystery.
Ooh.
It's a nice mystery to solve. I'll give you a hint. My name starts with C. And there's no H after the C.
There's no H after the C.
And I have a riddle part.
Okay.
What is at the end of my name, there's a letter. A letter that is two U's. What would
like
happen if you use and put them together?
Okay, so it starts with a C, there's no H, and it ends with a W. Is it claw?
my code name that I'm talking about. I have a code.
It's not the claw. That's my first guess. Uh-oh. Mr. Claw, are you still there? Hello? Hello, hello?
Well, that was episode 4. I hope you liked it. Also, stay tuned because sometimes it can just take me a long time to finish or even start an episode. So, I can't wait for episode 5. I wonder who it'll be. Also, it's a mystery. If you can figure it out, well, credit to you. Also, if you want to tell me what you think it is, you can send me on Gmail using my email address in the description of the not this episode, but the entire show. Without further ado, let's say...